Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen, in the studio, Afton Neufeld from Community Health Alliance. How's it going?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And you brought another lovely guest, Deborah Koster, who is just the mastermind, the overlord. Should I call you an overlord, or is that a little
too strong? I love it.
Nothing is strong enough when we're describing Debbie and her
great
work.
She seems to be really in the know. It's a dental outreach program that you've
Correct.
Got going.
We have mobile units that go out and provide dental services throughout Washoe County.
Right on. And how many vans are we talking about here?
We have three.
Three, okay. Uh-huh. Are you hoping to add more to the fleet, or is that kind of a long way off?
There's always goals to reach for.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So what kind of services? I mean, I guess it's kind of self-explanatory.
Well, our different vans that we have a children's restorative van that does full dentistry for children. We have 10 locations that we go to throughout Reno and Sparks. We have a cavity prevention program, which goes to 25 Title I schools, elementary schools, and we provide sealants, fluoride varnish, and oral screenings to children in the second and sixth grade. And then we have our adult mobile outreach program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you kind of covered the whole gamut there.
We got it all.
Very good. So how do people kind of get involved or get access to your services? You have the schools, obviously, but...
Yeah. Well, we do advertise on our website, and they can just call our main number, which is 870-4300, and call and schedule an appointment.
Oh, cool. So do you kind of have a specific location you'd go to, and they kind of go there, or how does that work?
Well,
I'm sure you don't make house calls. I guess that would probably be too much
awesome,
of a full list.
I mean,
it would be cool, but yeah.
Yeah, no, we do have different locations, and that's why we give our main number for everyone to call. And then that way we can schedule them an appointment at a location where our van is that's close to them.
Okay.
Many of our clients do ride the bus, so we try to be as close to bus locations as we can.
Very good. And
yeah, because these 10 different locations, it's really their dental home. When they walk onto the van, they're getting all of the primary dental services they
exactly.
could ask for.
Yeah.
So it's really great. It's not just like a pop in, you know, get a screening or something. Really, they're receiving like a full gamut of services
right.
when they come in.
Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, especially if you're maybe low income or if you don't have access to a car, I mean,
right.
not only paying for a dental visit, but also I can't even go to my dental visit mm-hmm. because I don't have transportation.
Exactly.
Like any number of things are a problem, and you're taking
yeah.
care of all of
yeah.
these
problems. And actually the beauty of our children's program is that seven of our locations are at elementary schools that these children attend. So the parents sign a consent, and we can actually go pick up the child from their classroom.
Oh, wow.
Take them, have their dental work done, and take them back to the classroom.
And then pop them on back to
exactly.
school.
Exactly. So it's really, really an easy service for the parents to take advantage of. Yeah.
So, Deborah, what's kind of your background, I guess, as far as dental work or any number of things?
I've been in dentistry actually 40 years.
Wow.
I know I don't look that old.
You really don't, though.
But I started out as a dental assistant and just worked all the way through and loved dentistry. And with Community Health Alliance, this is something new for me. And I enjoy it very much.
Right. So how long have you been a part of it?
I've been with Community Health Alliance for 5 years
okay.
now. Yeah. It's very rewarding. It's great community service.
Right.
And
they offer that's why I've had Afton in so often, is
uh-huh.
they have so many services to talk about that people might not know about, which is pretty insane.
Yeah. And actually, our mobile programs, people may see them out in the community, but don't realize what they are.
Or if they have access to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we do go to the Scolaris. Our van is at Scolaris and Sparks quite often.
Oh, okay.
And when people are driving by, they're starting to stop by and say, hey, what is this? You
yeah.
know? So it's pretty cool that yeah. We can provide these services to people.
It's very good. So yeah. have you kind of, 5 years, how long has the program been around, actually?
Oh, gosh. The programs have been around for years. Probably.
Oh, okay.
We inherited them from St. Mary's. It used to be St. Mary's.
Oh, really?
Outreach programs, and then Community Health Alliance was formed, and we inherited these programs from them.
Okay, very cool. And you just kind of, you know, improved upon them.
They're growing all the time.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So you got three
yeah.
vans. Any future plans possibly on the books for Adding another to the fleet, or any adding more services?
Well,
or is this kind of
actually, we did add our third van, which is our cavity prevention van, which goes to the schools. We were sharing that van with the adult program, but we were able to convert a medical van that we had into this dental van. So we've already expanded there.
All right.
And I think there's always room for expansion. And
and we actually want to talk a little bit more. We're trying to expand our services to pregnant women.
Yes.
Oh. That's a huge thing. There's like some wives' tales around, you know, the radiation from different
from
x-rays.
Getting x-rays and
yeah,
stuff.
Absolutely. Right. And I think, you know, back in the day that there might have been some truth to those concerns. But with current technology, I mean, Debbie was telling me you get more radiation walking outside than with the current technology we have on these vans.
Right. Off your cell phone or something.
Exactly. and a lot of people don't think that it's safe to get dental work done while they're pregnant, but that's a misnomer.
Okay.
It's actually very important to get their dental work done while they're pregnant. Cavities can be contagious. So the bacteria in a mom's mouth is transferred to the unborn child. So if we can get that mom into good dental health, then we're all actually helping the child
helping the child at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then by the education portion of it, we get the moms educated and their oral health doing good, then hopefully they'll train their children.
All right. Very cool. So pregnant women, is that already kind of helping them out, or is you trying to?
Yeah, no, we
point?
Actually already have an established
we
program,
yeah.
but we're
okay.
really trying to push that message out there and try to bust these myths, because not only is it totally safe to get dental work done while you're pregnant, we're actually very much so encouraging it so that we can prevent those cavities and that bacteria from affecting, you know, the unborn baby even while it's in the womb, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you already mentioned, I mean, of course, kids are helped by these programs. What are the other demographics that you kind of target with these?
Well, with our adult mobile programs, we do seniors.
Okay.
And we do, I think our main focus right now is we're really trying to reach the pregnant population. We're going around to a lot of the pregnancy centers, I think it is, and just kind of getting the word out, giving presentations and letting them know we're here for them. And a lot of the lower income moms, when they are pregnant and low income, they can qualify for Medicaid, and that helps cover a lot of their services. And a lot of people don't know that, because as an adult that's not pregnant, Medicaid doesn't cover a lot of services. They cover emergency only. So, but when a mom becomes pregnant, then she, and they also realize the importance of dental care while they're pregnant.
Definitely.
So, By providing these services, we're helping a lot of people, and it's really great. We get all kinds of neat thank yous all the time.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So how's it going, I guess, in the rural areas? Are you ever making it out kind of out in the
boondocks? You know, we have some great partnerships out in the community out there, and so we're trying to focus. The need is so great here in Reno Sparks that we're really trying to focus
kind
on this need and get it taken care
of.
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere. But we do partner with other services that cater to the rural areas, and they'll refer their patients over to us, and we'll see them in our facilities here.
Very cool. So it's just dentistry, right? Is there any orthodontist?
We don't have
services?
Orthodontia in our, but we do work with the community and partner up and refer them out. Yeah.
That'd be kind of crazy if they get to the point where you can just go in a van and get braces and walk out.
It would be cool.
You know, maybe someday, Ian,
yeah.
help us make it happen.
That is the dream. That is why we're having this interview right now.
There
exactly.
you go. So, any orthodontist out there listening, we'd love to have you on board.
Seriously, yeah. Offer your services. Why not?
Yeah.
So, again, why don't we go over how people can find out about you? How can they take advantage of your services? Whether it's online or...
Yeah, absolutely. Like Debbie said, you know, our website, www.chanevada.org, is always a great resource. We have a lot of our dental outreach services on there. And we always have our general triage line that people can call to make an appointment at 775-329-6300. But if they want to talk specifically about dental outreach and how they can partner and how they can get more involved, or if they're listening, they're like, oh, you know what? I live next to the Scolaries, and I actually really really need dental services, they can call the dental outreach at 775-870-4300.
All right. Very cool. Is there anything I haven't touched upon that we really want to hammer home?
No, I think we are a nonprofit.
Right.
So we depend on a lot of community support. And so any kind of fundraisings or donations that...
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned, you know, we're always excited and interested in the opportunities to expand our programs, and that comes with strong financial partnerships. So we're looking for champions of community health, and they can find more information about that online or give us a call, or if they're like, hey, you know what, I want to partner with CHA for any fundraising opportunities, we're always open to those.
Okay, very cool. Afton, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
you. And Deborah Koster, thank you so much for telling us about your wonderful dental program.
Appreciate it. Thank you for letting us spread the word.
Of course.